This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A Turkish prosecutor says Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul, and then his body was cut into pieces. The statement by Chief Istanbul Prosecutor İrfan Fidan comes as Turkey pressures Saudi Arabia to extradite the 18 people it detained in connection with Khashoggi's killing. Fidan's statement was the first public confirmation by a Turkish official that the journalist was mutilated after entering the consulate, the result of a premeditated plan. Turkey has steadily amped up the pressure on Riyadh to provide answers amid its shifting official explanations of Khashoggi's fate. Weeks after the fact, Saudi Arabia admitted the writer had been killed in the consulate by a team of Saudi agents. Divers have recovered possessions from passengers on the Indonesian Lion Air flight that crashed Monday, but authorities say it is almost certain that none of the 189 people on board survived. Ed Giles of Reuters reports.
Indonesian officials say they've found a large object on the sea floor near where Lion Air flight JT610 crashed with 189 people on board. Officials said search and rescue crews think the object, roughly 70 feet long, is part of the plane's fuselage. Dive crews and ships equipped with sonar scanners are working to confirm whether that's true.
Military vessels will focus on the point where we believe the fuselage of JT610 is lying on the seabed.
The Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft crashed into the sea just 13 minutes after taking off from Jakarta on Monday. There were no survivors.
Ed Giles of Reuters. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.